there's a question. How many steps can you fall behind the imam without your prayer being invalidated and without you missing the rak'ah?
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
The first thing is don't do that. Right? Don't do that. Don't fall behind the imam. Right? So if you are doing tasbih, for example, then if the imam rises from ruku', you follow the imam without delay. Right? You follow the imam without delay. Likewise, if you are reciting your tashahud, at-tahiyyat, and the imam rises, if you can finish it right away and follow the imam, you do so. If you fear that you'll fall far behind, then you just follow the imam and leave the tashahud. Right? And that's the basis. Otherwise, it can get complicated because that's the issue of the one who falls behind the imam. Right? And for that, you should study your fiqh and you would have clarity, but just don't do that. Right? Don't do that. And if one struggles with these kinds of things, very often it can be a sign of what's called waswasa, of having misgivings. And the way of having misgivings is to ignore doubts and leave all attempts at caution. To leave all attempts at caution. Caution for the one with misgivings is in leaving caution. Caution for the one with misgivings is in leaving caution. Walhamdulillah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.